another hefsek and another hefsek. So Gadol said, what does a daima do? You take a pot of water, you want to boil it up, and you put it on the fire, and then you take it off for a few minutes, and then you put it back on again, and then you take it off again, and then you put it back on again. It's never going to boil. So how does a person expect to get into the learning and expect to have the time of Torah if he's constantly cooling off in the middle? It has to be like ash. It has to be like fire that you warm it up and it mamash shebrent, and in that way you can tap and feel the time of Torah. Pandav Zhirov said that his hardest years and his most satisfying years were both at the same time when he learned by the Chofetz Chaim. He says they were his hardest years because he was Chorus's Rebbe Elchanan Vasserman. Those are his hardest years. He says Rebbe Elchanan could sit in front of a Gemara for 8-9 hours straight, b'li hefsek. Sometimes you can go out of your mind, right? Oh, but he said it was his most gratifying years because he learned what Haskalah is, and he got into the Gemara, the Geshmak of the Gemara. You know, when a person learns B'li Hefsik and he builds up that fire, it's in a shy of the pleasure that he gets from learning, that's Ba'esh. What's Ba'mayim? The Sfarnag Deishim say that water does not have a form of its own. Water takes on whatever form of the Keli that you place it in. You put the water into a flat Keli, it'll have a flat formation. You put it into a deep vessel, it'll have a deep kind of a form. A person has to allow himself to be formed by the Torah. That's Bamayim. He has to be daimed to Mayim in the respect. Torah is not just an intellectual pursuit. A person has to allow himself to let the Torah create him, to let the Torah form him. That's Bamayim. You have to be daimed to water in that respect. The Chofetz Chaim says, Amoyvi de Kipshat, B'negeyadis. It says that the Torah is Nesuka Midvash, B'neifas Tzufim. The Torah is sweeter than honey. In which respect is it sweeter than honey? Zok the Chofetz Chaim, it's a Dabar Yodua. And Paiskim say this, there's a rush in Masechtas Brachos that brings down a shita that if a piece of treifer meat falls into honey and it's left there for a while, you're allowed to eat the entire honey with whatever's left. Because honey has the power of transforming anything that's embedded in it. It transforms it into honey itself. Zok the Chofetz Chaim. If honey has that power of transforming whatever gets sunk into it, the Torah is Mesuka Midvash. It has the power of transforming a person into a totally new Bria. That's the pshat over here by Mayim, that you have to learn Torah in a way of water. You have to allow the Torah to be the Keli that forms you. It's not just an intellectual pursuit. You have to allow yourself to be formed by the Torah. And number three, Bamidbar. The Sefer Darkei Musar says that what was the godless of the Yidden in the Midbar that they accepted the Torah? A person that walks in the Midbar, there's no food there, there's no sustenance, he has no kayak, there's snakes, there's scorpions. If he's not totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him, then he's helpless. When the Yidden went into the Midbar, they knew there was only one hope for them, and that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're interested in the Torah because you know that that's what connects you to him. Right? That's Bamidbar. Someone that realizes that when he lives in this world, even in the most civilized area, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, he's like in a Midbar, and he's hopeless, and there's no way out for him to get parnos and sustenance. A person that lives in a Midbar and has that emuna, it's only Hashem that gives me my sustenance, he's going to want to find ways to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bamidbar. So again, Ba'esh has to be learned with a constant warmth, a constant islahavus, in order to be able to get the taste of the Torah. Ba'mayim, to take on the form of the Torah. Ba'midbar, just like someone that's in the Midbar knows he's only totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're going to want to please him. And this is the Pshat and Chazal, and Chazal say, Lo nitna Torah elo eichlei man. The Torah was only given to those that ate the man. What does that mean? I mean, we don't have the man, so the Torah is not given to us. But the teretz is someone that's totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his parnasah, wants to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to know the ways to get close to him, what he has to do to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu help him. That's eichlei man. We could also be eichlei man if we realize we're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ba'esh, ba'mayim, u'ba'im. There's a big machlokes of Rishonim over here. It says, "Mivenes Roshon of Amala Kol Yoytzei Tzova BeYisrael Tifkidu Oysom LeTzivo Oysom Atova Aram." There's a big machlokes of Rishonim over here. How were they counted? In Parshas Kisisa, the Torah tells us, when you count the Bnei Yisrael, you have to count them with a Machzis HaShekel. You can't count them by head, because that causes an Ayin Hara, and that's going to cause a Magevra. So it has to be with a Machzis HaShekel. Did that apply to this counting over here also? Was this done through the Machzis HaShekel? Or was this done perhaps, by head? So the Ramban says clearly that this was done with the Machzis HaShekel, because you're never allowed to count the Bnei Yisrael without a Machzis HaShekel. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Ramban asks a question, the Posik in Shmuel Beis, it's also a Posik in Divrei Hayomim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Bnei Yisrael, and he enticed David to make a mistake. He enticed David to count the Bnei Yisrael. And he told Yoav, his main general, go count the Bnei Yisrael. And Yoav told him, for what? What do you need this for? There's no purpose in this. You know, and David insisted on counting the Bnei Yisrael, and that caused a tremendous magefa. That's when 100 yidden died every single day. That's where the Inyan of Mea Brachas comes from, to be mechaper for that. What was wrong with what David did? I mean, David didn't know that you have to do it with the Machzis HaShekel. David, knew the halacha. So if he did it with the Machzis HaShekel, so there shouldn't be anything wrong. Why should there be any Ayin Hara? This is a question that the Ramban says. So, at first the Ramban assumes for David Poshet, there's no question in the world that David HaMelech did it with Shkolim. No question in the world. Right? No one. So what was the time of them? So the Ramban, that Hashem was angry with him because he counted them Shaloi L'Tzayuch. Now, it's not good enough to count them with the Machzis HaShekel. There has to be a need to count them. If to the Eidol, many were Nifter, so now you have to see how many were left over. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, when there was a Tzivun, fine. David HaMelech might have used the Shekel, the Machzis HaShekel, but if it's Shaloi L'Tzayuch, then it's a problem. And the Ramban says it's a B'Fei Shemedrish. Rabbi Eliezer says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra, when Klal Yisrael is counted with Tzayruch, then they don't die. When they're counted Shaloi L'Tzayruch, then they do die. What's considered L'Tzayruch? Be my Moshe Rabbeinu. What's considered Shaloi L'Tzayruch? In the times of David. This is the first shot in the Ramban. Ramban says, you might want to argue with this. Where does it say in the Torah, you're only allowed to count them with Tzayruch? It says they have to use Machzis HaShekel. But where does it say in the Torah that it has to be only with Tzayruch? So you might want to argue with this. So he says, then I'll tell you a second shot of what David HaMelech did wrong. There's no question that David HaMelech used the Machzis HaShekel. But you only find in the Torah the heter to count the Bnei Yisrael, be ben Esrim Shon of Amal. But it says over there that by David HaMelech, when he told Yoav to count the Bnei Yisrael, he said, count Kol Ish, and that included even from Yud Gimel Shon of Amal. So that was the time. Nowhere do you find in the Torah a heter. Even with the Machzis HaShekel, nowhere do you find a heter to count the Bnei Yisrael under 20 years old. David HaMelech now wanted him to do counting, so that was the time on him. And that Itakas Yivavetus in the Torah, there is Mibanez from Shah. Otherwise, there was no heter given. These are the two pshatim of the Ramban of what David HaMelech did wrong. It's impossible that he did it without Machzis HaShekel. But then the Ramban Taka brings down a medrash that, that David HaMelech Taki did it without the Machzis HaShekel. And the mistake was that he thought that the only time he needed the Machzis HaShekel was when they counted them in the middle when Hashem said so the favors. He didn't think that it applies all over. So he did it without the Machzis HaShekel. The Kliyoker says that there's no question that David HaMelech did it without the Machzis HaShekel. Aye, the Torah says to do it with the Machzis HaShekel. So it's up to Kliyoker that David HaMelech had a very good cheshbon. The Indian of Ayin Hara only applies when it's something that's Shaloi Kederach HaSeifa. For example, if you hear there's a guy, it's a rich guy, a fellow's very rich, and instead of having $1 million, he found out he has $2 million. Okay, That's not a reason to be gutter in a hurry, because you know that he was rich l'chatchel. So he has more than what you thought. That's not such a double problem. But when you hear that a guy that was who had a chazaka being poor, and you hear that he has a belt amount of money, that's already a milsa de tmiya, that's already a chiddush, and that's a thing that's gutter in heart. So he says, when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, it was a double you do it to everybody. They first went down to Mitzrayim b'shivim nefesh. And now they were coming out with such a tremendous number. So then it was kakenayim hara to count them, because then it was a milsa de tmiya, then it was a double pella. Again in the midbar the same thing. But over here already Klal Yisrael was an established nation. David HaMelech lived hundreds of years later. It wasn't the milsa de tmiya. It wasn't such a chiddush that the Bnei Yisrael had grown so much. The mail over there, David HaMelech felt that there's no Israel counting. And maybe there wasn't. Maybe Yitzhaki didn't have to do with the Matzah Shekel. What then was the time? There was no need for it. Or maybe like the Ramban Taki says, that there was never a heifer given for Undercha. This is the Machloikas of Rishonim, B'negeya David HaMelech. A little bit on Shavuos. The Gemara says in the Sefta Shabbos Da Peches, B'shor Shehidimu Yisrael Nasel Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Nasel before Nishma, Yotisa Baskol V'omra Baskol came out and said, Mi Givo Levonai Sod V'rozeh. Who was Megala to my children this secret? Shemalachi Asheris Mishnamish Mehem. That the Malachi Asheris used. You have to understand what's the connection between Nasev and Ishma and the Malachim. Why is that especially associated with the Malachim? That is number one. Number two, the Gemara on that same Omid brings down a Maisa with Rabba. Rabba was sitting and learning, and he was sort of like reclining on his hands. And he got so involved in his learning, and he pressed down on his fingers, and they started gushing blood. And there was an apicurious that was watching him learn. He says, I'm a pizziza. Impetuous nation, you're such a rash, quick acting nation, without thinking. He says, he said, Nasev and Ishma, you accepted upon yourself the Torah before you even heard what the Torah has to offer. The first thing was, yeah, you should have asked, what does it say? And then you should have accepted. But to accept beforehand, what's the pshat? This guy, this apicurious, had a very good time. A very good time. You know, I'm a pizziza. How do you say Nasev and Ishma? You have the foggiest idea what the Torah says. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos that a ger lechatchila before a person comes to be megayer, you're megalatin mitzvus kavos, mitzvus chamurais. You got to tell them that's a chayin. It's not so easy. You know, you tell them that, you know, we're a nation that's oppressed by other nations. You got to tell them the truth. And afterwards, if he's mekabel, then you don't try and discourage him. So that's really the right mahalach. Why Taki did Klal Yisrael do it in an eifel of Nasev and Ishma before they even heard about it? As I saw a Moir de Kipshat from Rabbi Yisrael Rizhner. Rabbi Yisrael Rizhner said, a little baby, a nursing child, when it gets hungry, it starts crying. And the minute it starts nursing, it's calmed down. But it urgently wants its mother. Now, does this kid have any idea about the nutrition in the mother's milk? Does he realize they have any idea that the mother's milk is what satiates his hunger? Has the foggiest idea. All he knows is he feels an urge for something, and he knows that this quenches his thirst, or this satiates his urge. But he hasn't the foggiest idea why or when or where, and what the nutrients are, right? So, the vision of Rebbe, he says, the Bnei Yisrael, when they stood at Har Sinai, Chazal tell us, poskazu hamosan, the poison from the chait of the Eitz Hadas became bottled. They became spiritual beings. So they had a tremendous, tremendous urge to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the Nasev and Ishma, like the baby that wants to bond with its mother to be able to nurse. This was the instinctive answer that Klal Yisrael had, Nasev and Ishma. They didn't have to find out what it was. They had a tremendous urge to come close to Hashem and to do what's necessary to bond with Hashem. That's why they said Nasev and Ishma. So number one, that answers the question of the Apikoyus. I'm a Paziza. Yeah, I'm a Paziza. It's not the pshat that it was an irrational thing. The Taki didn't think beforehand, but it was because of that tremendous urge. That's really the way it's going to be. Lost in Rabbi, there's going to be such a thirst to come close to Hashem that people of Amish are going to come from all over to hear the Dvar Hashem. The other question is, what shaykhs does it have to the malachim? Because the malachim are totally ruchnizdik beings. They have only one urge in the Briya, and that is to do the Dvar Hashem. When Klal Yisrael was standing by Har Sinai, and it was Poska Zuhamosan, the Zuhama was finished, they were also ruchnizdik beings, and they said Nasir and Ishma simply out of instinct, because they wanted to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a pshat from Rabbi Yisrael Rishon. The Gemara in Megillah, the Flamin Aleph on Midbay, says, Roshim Ben Eloza says, that Ezra was misakin for Klal Yisrael, that we should learn the Teichicha twice a year. One time we learned the Teichicha in Parshas, Vizayis HaBrachet, in Parshas Kisavet, and one time we learned it in the Chukaisa. Why? Because of Tochel, Shona v'kilolaisel. Hayoyis, the Teichich in Parshas Kisavai is right before Rosh Hashanah. We want to weinois the clothes of the past year, and now we want to enter the new year, starting, you know, with a new slate. The clothes should be gone. We're starting the new year. As I state in Chazal. So, practic Gemara, that's very good by Parshas Kisavai, which is before Rosh Hashanah. But what about the Teichich of Parshas v'chukaisai? What new year do you have over there? And for the Gemara, then in a way it's a new year also, because on Shavuos we are judged for Peiros or Ilan. Since it's a day of judgment for the Peiros or Ilan, so in Amela, it's a new year, and we talk al Shana v'kilo loisah, we lay in the Teichach of Parshas v'chukaisai leaves us. Question is, but Pesach also then is a Rosh Hashanah. On Pesach we're needing our Latvua. So why don't we have the talk al Shana v'kilo loisah before Pesach? Right? If that's the pshat, so why is it not before Pesach? So as far as my Goyshim say, that the emes is that Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for Kabbalah's HaTayr. It's not just merely a Rosh Hashanah because of the fruits. We'll see in a minute what the fruits have to do with it. But Shavuos be'ikris Rosh Hashanah for Kabbalah's HaTayr. And Akide Kach, the Kli Yoker says that the reason why you don't find in the Torah that Shavuos is Man Matan Tereseinu, he says because the Pachad of Kabbalah's HaTorah is so great that if the Torah was saved and perished, we wouldn't be able to enjoy the Yom Tov. For the same reason on Rosh Hashanah, he says, it doesn't save and perish, it's the Yom Adin, it would take away from our simplest Yom Tov, so the Torah does not save and perish, that Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah for Kabbalah's HaTorah. Right? Oh, but that's the Rosh Hashanah. Before we come to the Rosh Hashanah of Kabbalah's HaTorah, it's Tochel Shana v'kil leisah. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say it has something to do with the Peiros or Ilan? The Shem Yishmul says, Amari the Gipshat. Shem Yishmul says, why is it that on Pesach we are judged on Tfuah, on the grain that comes from the ground? Shavuos we're judged on Peiros or Ilan. Sukkis we're judged al Hamayim. Why is that? He says it has a direct shaykhus to the yontif. Pesach, we just got out of the shrine. We weren't bowing my grave to Bechlau. We were like, just created from the earth. We were done with the behemoths that are created from the earth. So the tefuah is what we're judged on. Shavuos already says, man for Kabbalah Satayra, we've been elevated. The fruits of the tree, not only are they elevated in height, but they're yonik not only from the ground, they're yonik from the avir. The fruits of the tree represent an elevation of Madrega. That is why we're needing on the fruits of the tree. And when the Gemara says, we're needing on the fruits of the tree, that is the remes for Kabbalah Satayra. Sukkis, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we reach that Shleimus, it's the last of the Shalosh Regalim, then we're judged Al Hamayim, that comes totally from Shamayim, and also it is the source of sustenance for the entire Bria. That is the Yom Adin on the highest Madreya. So it comes out that the Yom Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah Matan Torah. And the similar lover is that we're needing Al Peiros or Ilan, which represents Kabbalah Satayra, Mele is Tochel Shana, Bekilu Leisev. So I want to say over one more short word. The Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol ha'om royim es ha'koyles. The whole nation, they saw the sounds of the Torah. So, somebody once said, the Gemara says, it's something which is impossible. Normally you hear sounds, you don't see sounds. But here, a nace happened, they were able to see the words of the Torah. And the Chidushi Rim was a young child. So one of the London asked him, he said, what do you have to see the words for? It's not enough to hear the words, you have to see the words. So he was a sharper kid, he answered on the spot. He says, yeah, you have to see the words also. Because if let's say the marshal, we hear the words, loy sigma. So the real meaning is loy with an owl. Right. But a person might make the mistake and say loy with the vav. Loy, to him, you're allowed to steal. Mamele, you have to see the words. The Emes says you find a similar thing by Amalek. Mochli timcha is zecher Amalek. And Yoyev made a mistake. His Rebbe taught him zocher Amalek. So could he have to even see it with the Nekudai? He only killed out the Zechorim. This is a sharp interference that the Chedushi Yerim said. But I once heard a Mayur de Kipshat. It doesn't mean that they saw the words. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stakul ba'iraisa u'bara alma. The Torah is the blueprint for the world. In other words, the etzem of the world is a levush for the Torah. And every word of the Torah is surrounded and it's clothed by the world. Klal Yisrael, by our Sinai, they came to the Madrega where they were able to see how each mitzvah in the Torah was embedded in a different chelak of the Bria. Rayin as HaKoylois, they were able to see the Bria and how it connects with the Koylois. And they were able to see mamish how the Torah affects the Bria directly. That's the Rayin as HaKoylois, not that they saw the sounds themselves. They saw how the Koylois manifested themselves. They saw how the Bria is malamish. The Koylois, that's the Madrega that they were on. And how we're not able to see it? But we have to know that when we're Makabal the Torah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about the Makabal Mas HaTorah Mutit, V'mav Shamtei Kvuraskem, because our entire life and every Chelek of the Bria is a Levush for Torah. Kozman, we have the Nekuda HaPnimis, Kozman, we have the inside core of the Bria, which is the Torah, then we're able to survive. If we don't have that, then all it is an outside shell that doesn't have a chashivas b'fnei atzmai, and we're not able to survive. This is what we have to know on Shavuos, Mi'ez Hashem, Yirasu Mishtar B'zoyche, the Gevaldim Kabbalah Satayra, we should have all a good and freilich and yantav. Shabbat and yantav.